כיסייצה למלחמה על אויביך, ונשונה השם אלוקיך בידיך ושביסה שיביה. חפץ חיים רוצה a beautiful vault on this parsha. Said, if you remember the parshas, we learned parsha shoiftim and then parshas kiseitze. The following from parsha shoiftim, it starts, kiseitze l'milchom ha'levecho v'ro'is osus v'rechev. This is in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph. Then in Pasuk Yud, kisikra v'l'ir li'ilochim aleo. Then Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, kitotzu el'ir yomim rabim. So Parsha Shoftim has, Perek Yutes and Parsha Shoftim, that's what he says, has three wars that are happening in Parsha Shoftim. Then, Kiseitze l'milchoma is also a war. So three wars are happening in Parsha Shoftim. One war is happening in Parsha Kiseitze. So Be'etzem, if you turn back the Chumash, from Perek Chof, Kiseitze l'milchoma, sus v'rechev. Then you have Mio ish v'yor v'racha leivov, kisikra v'lish ne'ilochem aleo. So the whole, from the end of Perek Yutes, from Perek Chof, the whole time, you have the war. Our parsha, you have a war. And the end of Parsha's Shoftim is five little psukim. If you find someone outside the city, you do Eglo Arufo. Frag the Chofetz Chaim, why it smacked you in the middle? You want to finish the war, write all the parshas from the war, and then write Eglo Arufo. He said to the Milchama, the Koyen Godel goes, we spoke, Agan Tzarichas, Agan Tzarichas. He said to the Milchama, then Yeshavis Oshivyo, Agan Tzarichas. It's a little parsha stuck there in the middle. It's like the Chofetz Chaim, the Teira want to give us Musa. Not only if you go outside and you find someone laying on the floor, you have to do a parsha of Egla Arufa. It's also very important. Even when there's a war all over the world, the whole world is in a war, and you find one dead person outside, you have to stop everything and think, who killed them? Sometimes in a war, people say thousands of people are dying, it makes a difference. The Torah is teaching us every person, even b'shas milchome, every yochid. It's important to know, a lot of time people are misasik with the rabbim. He's busy running a camp, running a yeshiva, running a chesed organization, and he's doing good for thousands of people. And a lot of things are happening. And in the cracks are yechidim that suffer. So, you know, say it. Torah says, the war, thousands of people are dying. There's one dead person that we don't have the address. All of the skenim go out. Yodeinu leishofchu es adam. It's not our fault, it is our fault. The pasuk is mamshich. Kiseitze l'milchoma aloivecho unesono yashem aloikecho. So we know, the Zohar HaKadosh is mevuah that this parsha is also loidibro teiro elo keneged yetzirore. Roiso bashivyo ולקחת לך לאיש או לדיברו תוירו אלו כנגד יצא הורד. This is what Rashi says. סבאלי, כפשוטי של Rashi means כפשוטי. The Torah was matir, the Yifas Torah, because she was scared that you will do it. לדיברו תוירו אלו כנגד יצא הורד. חצקל אברמסקי will say all of all. He had a shiur בלבטים, he said a chumash shiur, בית וגן. And he knew he had these בלבטים, לדיברו תוירו אלו כנגד יצא הורד. You know, the famous question of Shem Yishmuel, I'm not going into it, but it's Arichas. The famous Shem Yishmuel, the Shem Yishmuel said, remember, if you remember last week's Chumash year, yeah? Who goes to the war? Everyone stays home. Ha'ish ha'yorah v'racha leivav me'aveir she'biyodei afilu sachman tfilin le'tfilin stays home. He said the whole show, who goes in the end? The Chofetz Chaim. The Tzadikim. So all the group of the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Shach, Rav Shteiman, all these people went to the war. He said to them, "Chomer v'roisa b'shivi aladi b'roteiro elikin yitzor." The Torah says, "If I will not say yes, they will do it anyways." Yeah. So he had his balabatim that was stirring every time. He couldn't carry on the shiur, yeah? So he, every time, this is the way Reb Chatzka Rav, he said, he would start the shiur. Rabbi said, before I start, I want to tell you, I have a limud from this parsha. Listen carefully. Every time when I have it hard, I say over to Reb Chatzka Rav, to myself. He said, Rabbi said, I want to tell you a yesod. Every time when it's hard in life, Hashem doesn't ask you to do mitzvahs. Because when it's really hard, He changes the Torah. I'll give you an example. He knew that in the war, people will not manage to hold themselves, so He didn't say that it's usur. So if He tells you you have to wake up in the morning, you could do it. If He told you you have to learn 12 hours, you could do it, because if not, He would not tell you. Don't say, oh yeah, I can't. When you can't, He comes over and He says you don't have to. And if He didn't come over and He said you can't, when He would say over to Zbchatzka Avramsky, He said it's a mefurish posuk. Vahib shalach elokim esarom v'lo yinochom elokim derech eretz plishtim ki korivu ki yomar elokim pen yinochem ha'om b'rois ha'milchoma v'shavu mitzrayimu. If Hashem has a tzad that's not good, He doesn't do it. V'lo yinochom elokim derech eretz plishtim ki korivu ki yomar elokim pen yinochem ha'om. So vayistais, your parents, you could manage with them. Your friends, you could manage with them. Your taivas, you could manage with them. Don't think, I can't manage with my taivas. I can't manage with my friends. If you can't, Hashem will not ask you to do it. This is what we learn out from our parsha. So I'm not going to answer now that Shem Shmuel says it's Beirim and the Shem is Akadashis. I'm not going now to his Mahalach, the Hatzel and the Tzaitzis from the Goyim. It's a whole different Mahalach. Even Klali, the songs that they took, it's all different to Mekalish from the Goyim. But the Yesod, we have to take a chizuk from this parsha. Everyone has moments in life that he thinks I can't anymore. If you can't, He would not ask you. And if He asked you, vice versa you could. It doesn't look like that. Kasha famaisa. It looks too shvel. Kasha famaisa. But when you can't, He doesn't ask. Remember this Yesod. And this of Chatzka Avramsky will start the Chumashir. But, Leidim Roteir Oelo Keneged Yitzir Hore, the Dorshi Rishum say, Leidim Roteir Oelo Keneged Yitzir Hore, it's also Merames Unzare Yitzir Hore. So the Motcha Gifter would say Alemol, Ki Seitzel HaMilchomo Aloivecho, Unesono Yashem Elekecho Biyodecho. Oivecho is Loshen Rabi. Nesonoi is Loshen Yochit. You start by Loshen Yochid, Rabim. He says, "I'm chomer aloivecho." On the sonam, the side. Other, he says, "I'm chomer aloivcho." Or the sonam. What is aloivecho? On the sonoi. Zogim Malch Gifter, a gevaldik gevot. He says, "If Dibur Torah can negate Yitzhore, the Yitzhore has a lot of visions." He comes like an annoying roommate, terrible chavrusa, starving, tired, nervous, angry, poor. But it's one thing, he wants you not to learn. He tries with roommates, he tries with the lalshishi, he tries with a Friday, he tries with bad boys going away for Shabbos, he tries with all different zachen. But when you win him, it's one person. It's not 100 people. It's not 100 people are fighting with you. He has a lot of hats. I say over, and I said it really a lot of times, I like to say it over again and again. This is the vote of Monte Gifto. He was Marich here in this parish. I think this was the Shmuz. The Gemara says in the Dorim, we said it a lot, I said B'Ktzorah, because we already said it, I think, a couple times this year, in different visions. Yomar says Shimon HaTzadik Omar Ma'olam lo yachalti mikor bo nozir chutz me'oiso nozir shebadorom pamachas roisi nozir she k'tzoitzov sdur lo istaltalim omarti lo ibni ma roito le'ashchi sa'or choze ano, you have such nice hair, why you decided to shave it off like a nozir? Omar roya isi le'abo, I was a roya, I was a shepherd, and I was taking the sheep's. and I came to water. V'istakalti bevavur sheli, and I saw myself in the water. Normally, he never looked in the mirror, but he saw himself in the water. He told me, I'm so pretty. He started to convince me to do Averas. I said to him, I'm making a shvua, I'll be a nazir, and I will have to shave. נשקתי לו על ראשו, אמרתי לו, בני, כמויסכו ירבו נויזר נזירס בישראל. עליך הקוסו ואימר, אישקי דו נוזר נוזר לעזר לאשר. And the shayla is, the nozer שבדור, I'm stated, was one of the tanoi. צדיק, he never looked in the mirror. He saw himself that he's pretty. תוך הזו ליצרי בביקש התורדני מן העולם. Someone know that he's pretty. תוך הזו ליצרי, such a fool. Nozer Shabadom doesn't look in the mirror, Bichlal, never knew that he's pretty. He only knows that he's pretty. What do you think the Yitzhara already was telling him to do? Who knows? Chas v'shal. The Yitzhara only told him, you have nice hair. Zakol. But he heard. But what he wants? Today this, tomorrow this. And then he wants me lech lavid over the Zohar. Pochazo la Yitzri vebikesh letordeini min ha'olam. He wanted to kill me. I realize he wants to kill me. I decided right away I will fight him. I said, Alamo, the people will come now with guns and tell us, Oder, Abed Zohar, Oder, I'm killing you. All of us will say, kill us, right? But the problem is, the Yitzhar doesn't come with a gun. He tells you Friday, get up late. Shabbos, go away. It's the same thing. Just, you don't see the gun. But if you would hear the gun, if you would feel it, you would fight. The Nazar Shabadorim heard, I'm pretty. He has a plan for me, it's all. I was like, I'm pretty. I know what he wants. Then he will tell me this, and then he will tell me that, and then he will tell me that, and then he will tell me to buy such a shirt, and with an animal, and all the shtusim, and then till then, min oilam, yeah? And then he will be made to min oilam. This is what he wants. This is what he wants. So the Chofetz Chaim. His daughter, the Chofetz Chaim, says over the Maise that she was sitting in her father's room. The Chofetz Chaim was very poor. There's nothing what to eat. So his wife, every morning, would bring in a cup of tea with bread. But he couldn't afford to buy bread, fresh bread. She would buy from the baker. They sold yesterday's bread, broken. I know today they just grind it and they do crumbs. But Amol, what was left over by the baker, they sold it the second day, half price. Then was the loads that came out good. Then was the broken pieces. So it was like a quarter of the price, yeah? Yesterday's broken bread was a quarter of the price. But this is what the Chofetz Chaim's Rebbetzin could afford. She would bring him with a cup of tea, the Chofetz Chaim would dip it inside, and this is what he would have to eat. One day she couldn't afford to buy the bread. So she only came in with a cup of tea. And she was tearing. This is what she could serve her husband. So the daughter of Chofetz Chaim, she said she was in the room. And she comes in and she's tearing. And her father, Chofetz Chaim, picks up his head. And he says, I know what you want. You want Yisrael Meir v'nish lernen teire. Yisrael Meir v'lyo lernen teire. And he gets quiet and he gives another bag. Ich weiß was du willst. Du wirst Yisrael Meir v'nish sein Adam Gadol. Yisrael Meir will be Adam Gadol. He heard that the bread that today is not expected, is not served. He wants the Chofetz Chaim not to be a Talmid Chochem. Not he wants the Chofetz Chaim to get up to look for something in the kitchen. He wants Chofetz Chaim. If someone is fighting with the Chofetz Chaim to be the Gadol Ador or not, everyone will fight. So Rav Gifter, you have to know, Kisei tzela milchoma al oivecho, it's a lot of oivecho. Oh, but it's not a lot. They want one thing. Person has to think, what he wanted today that I will not become a Talmid Chochem. I'm tired. What he wants tonight that I will not be a Talmid Chochem? To eat in a hotel. What he wants tomorrow? To eat out, not to eat in a shiva, not to have a whole Shabbos afternoon. What he wants Shabbos afternoon? To tell me that I'm tired. Everyone on Shabbos afternoon, you have to rest. But if you learn the Maaseh, you never die. In the end of the day, if you learn the whole Shabbos and you sleep with the Shabbos, you have the same koiches. But yeah, his mamish as a person says, no, I will sleep early on Shabbos, I have koyach tomorrow to learn. Shabbos afternoon, he says, I'll be tired the whole week, I'll sleep, yeah? Then with the Shabbos, he goes to sleep early, they have koyach for Sunday. The ma'aseh, he learns over Shabbos an hour and then. This is what it's all he wants. So he says, Ki seitzel ha-milchoma aloivecho, member, unesonoi, everything is one. One day he does it like this, and one day he does it like this. Shmuzam and Erebach told me once, I came to him with a nisayon, I said, Rebbe, I can't. This nisayon, I can't. He said, exactly, it's the only way that Yitzhak could get you with this one. This is what he's trying. The other ones, he can't. You're right. Not the cheshek to learn, you have a cheshek. Not to understand, yeah, all different things. So he gives you this nisayon, that you can't handle. For sure, here he is. This is what he wants. He wants us to stop. I would say, yeah, but this I can't. Exactly. Everything else he could. So this is not trying with you. He's trying with you exactly. But if a person will try, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the siyata d'shmaya. Shem Shmuel adds in this mehalach, he says, Ki seitzel ha-milchoma unesonoi Hashem elokecha b'yadecha. Then it says, Ki sovei milchoma ba'artzechem utkatem b'chatzeitzos. He says, on this death, he's going on Milchemes HaYetzer. He says, Ki Seitzel HaMilchoma is a promise, Unesonoi Hashem Elokecha. If you decide now, I'm fighting Yetzer Hore. No, I'm fighting Yetzer Hore. I'm fighting Yetzer Hore. You'll manage. But if you don't say that, you say that. It will work out. I will not let him to win me. This is Ki Sovei HaMilchoma Ba'artzecha. You need a lot of help. You have to be the one creating the war. To be the ambitious. What I'm doing to fight the Yitzhak Hore to become a Talmid Chochem. Then is a promise to the son of Hashem Alikecha. But Zod Deshem Mishmur, if you're sitting in your house and you're saying, Kisav Milchom about Tzuchem, okay. When I'll have tomorrow a Taive, I will do that. When I'll have this tomorrow, I will do this. When a person waits that the Yitzhak Hore will come over to him, then he has to utkat him b'chatzeitzus. So what the pasuk says, v'ro'iso b'shivyo, eishes yifastoyach dibro teri k'neged Yitzhak Hore. Stam, kishron de gevolt from or sameach, the Meshech Chochme. He says, dibro teri k'neged Yitzhak Hore. So why the first pasuk says, ki seitzel ha-milchomo, unesona Hashem elokecho b'yodecho b'shavisho shivyo, someone nice. What if you don't win the war? The Hezbollah didn't win us, but it took 6 soldiers. Remember the whole story. You can't capture people when you don't win the war. If the state is dibotei k'neged Yitzhak, ki seitzel ha-milchoma b'shavisho shivyo. Chazal says the pasuk later that the Knani took a shivyo from Bnei Yisrael, one little girl, shivyo. Why fight the Meshechoch with Pshat HaPosuk? He says to the Melchom HaLevecho, Unesonoi Hashem Elokecha B'yodecho, you will win, V'shavis HaShivyo, Kitzei HaMelchom V'shavis HaShivyo. Any war today. There's captions on both sides. You don't have to win the war. Zog the Meshechoch, it's not Musa, this is Chesh. He says, if you didn't win the war, Hashem doesn't let you to marry her. We need her for changing back. For, how you call it, switch, you know. So b'meile, you are a user, you know what they will do to the Bnei Yisrael that they have? They will also marry them. So then they give him back. So Teres says, don't touch. Only if you won the war, so b'meile, we don't need him for switching. So b'meile, he says that the heter v'fastoya, it's a big shine in the place, but I say the Meshechochme learns la'aloche, that the heter v'fastoya is only if you take win the war. I had a Rebbe, I'm stupid if to say this vote or not, but he said it, I'm saying it, and I don't think it's the right thing to say. He would say, Alamol, it's printed in the Chosh V'Sefer, he's lived already, this Rebbe, but that's what I heard from when I was learning by him in Kulteira. He said, it's not from Zalman, he said that, first is Dibro Teira Kenegedi Yitzhak, the Kasha, how it could be the Teira was Matir, noch alle Kashas. So he would say, it's a velt, what I'm saying. He said, Chazal say, that if you marry your fastoyar, in the end, you have a ben Sarir or Moir. This is the Hemshech HaPosuk. Rashi says, Soifcha, Shiyeh lecho ben Seir Umayra, Soifoi, that you hate her. Rashi is in the parasha before. Kisiyeh leish shtei noshim. So Rashi says, Soifoi shu soino, Soifoi that a ben Seir Umayra comes out. Rashi bayos. Lagam cho leish shu lidi boden etzirore, שמעין הקדוש ברוך מתירו ישראלו בישרא, אבל אם נשאו סויפו ליסוינו, סויפו להויליל בן צעיר ומוירו. לא כן נסמכו פרשת סלול. אז זה רשי. פרס רשי ביוס, פוסק י' א'. סויפו ליסוינו, סויפו ליס בן צעיר ומוירו. השם פרמס יו. It's mutter, but... So he said like this. He says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, שבן צעיר ומוירו, it's our פרשת, ותופסו בוי אובי ואימוי. ואמרו, בנינו זה, אין השומע בקולנו. זוילל וסייבה. So the Gemara says, ותופסו בוי אבי ואימוי, ואמרו, בנינו זה, איננו שומע בקול אבי ובקול אימוי, עד שיהיו שובים בקול במערה, the parents have to look exactly identical. Until one man the Omer holds in the Gemara, so then sorrow never happened. Because if the woman or the man has the same voice, so one of them is other asoris, other islandis, yeah? It's the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks it out. Gemara says, one man normal, she has the voice of a man, she's an islandis. So the Gemara goes back and forth. But the Gemara says, the mamish have to be a dental. No, so the Gemara says, if you marry a fastoyar, in the end you will have a ben seir umoyah. So it means that al koch, the prince, she says, if someone went to the war, he mamish sees his match. He doesn't have, he thinks, it's his copy. Just in a girl, but it's mamish him. Same voice, the same weight, everything. The same coil, everything. Because if the Torah says that in the end it's been said, so this is the case. So. Yeah, about it's, we spoke also in the Esrik Shir, it's not a noise now, but it's a big machlekes. What if she's not nice? She really has to be a fastoya? What if she's... a fastoya be'enov? She's ugly. They come to base. Base is Mishu. But this is what I want. Is it tonight? The Heinrich. Is it tonight? Vero iso ishla shen apostle. He says to the milchomo. Vero iso bashivyo eishes yifas toya. Other name. Vero iso isho vachoshak tobo. Why did Torah ask to say you saw yifas toya? You went to the war and you want the war that you saw. So the machlek is tanoim. If vero iso yifas toya is a tonight. To see a yifastoya, but it's not a tonight. It's a shine. The Zohar HaKodesh brings down. So it says in the pasuk, "Ve'iveso al techbeiso, ve'gilcho es roisha, ve'oso es tziporneo, ve'isiro esim la'shivyo me'ole." ויושבו בבייסחו ובוכתו אסוביו ואסאימו ירח יומי. ואחר כן טובו יולרו באלתו ואיסו לכל איש. She has to cry for a month. She has to cry for a month. The Zohar HaKodesh says in our parsha, ובוכתו אסוביו ואסאימו ירח יומי, דו Yarche de Elu. Zohar HaKodesh. It's not Dor Shirashum Esoimrim. Zohar HaKodesh. So understand, Chodesh Elu. Shaila is good. It's very nice. So Elu, you have to cry for a month, do tshuva. Now, why punk in Parshas Kiseitzeh? Because every time it comes out in the middle of Chodesh Elu. So I want maybe to go over Stam Tzkidai. Why Takeshi has to cry for a month? There's three shittas, main shittas in the Rishoyin. Rashi learns pshat, v'kol kach lamo, Rashi frek de kashi. And I know a lot of times a gzera sakosu, but here it doesn't make sense. Yeah, you chapt her, dimboterik and egg mitzah, or some marry her. Kedei shetia bas Yisroel smecho v'zu atzuvo. Bas Yisroel miskashetes v'zu menuveles. V'ulai Yosur cheshkoy mimeno. So the Torah told you you're allowed to. I matter it. But the Torah said, let it to cry. People don't like people that are in a bad mood. People like to be with happy people. People don't like to be with sad people. It's not what you say for life, yeah? Or positive energy, yeah? I'm complaining. It's, be nice. It's nice to be with happy people. Then Bas Yisrael miskasetes. She's misnavelas. So then he will change his mind. I did what Terry can negative Tzeror, and she's masking the Megayah, but the Terry doesn't want it. And Krashi says, if it happens in the end, Seifa Lisnoisa, Seifa Shi Yitzemana Ben Tzeror Umayra. When the Omar says, Avsholem, the Gemara says, in Tomo, one pshat. The Rambam brings down, in the Meir Nevuchim, no reason, the Rambam brings down, and the Ebenezer brings down, sorry, Lekvoid Ovir Ve'ima. Lemaisa, they died in the Milchama, they lost the war. So the Torah is makbid and the covered from appearance. That she's allowed to mechabed appearance. We know as a Musig of a month that you cry, a month of Avelis. It's not right. Let her to cry her parents. It's a mot nezach. You know, she came to be machshil klali, so she came all dressed up to the war. Because if you most shittas, you have to meet her in the milchama, it's not a poshut. If you meet, I'm not going now to the shittas, if you capture the city and then you go to the house, most shittas is b'shaz the milchama, b'shaz the milchama. Say that, so the Torah di botei can hang it in Tzerhore. But she was, but lemaisa you have to give her lechabed avir ve'ima. The Rambam says, Lechamlo, the Torah had Rachmanis on her. She lost her parents, she lost everything. Ve'hanefesh loitimtza morgoya elo bepchi. Like we know, we tell a lot of times, psychologists tell, let him to cry it out a little bit. The Rambam Meir Nevuchim says, she's sore, she lost her parents, she lost everything. If you will marry right away, the pain will stay inside. The Torah is Chochmas Chaim. Clean it out. Let her for a month to cry, then everything will be okay. If you will marry right away, she will come with a full pain inside. The whole Meir Nevuchim is masked with the Torah and that part of the Torah. So Rashi says, Shetia menuveles, maybe you will change your mind. The Venezra said, Al tzkovet ovir ve'imo, the bochtos ovir ve'imo yerech yomim. And the Rambam says, Shanefesh timtza margoya. The Ramban brings on all these reasons, and the Ramban says, but I want to say the Pshata Amiti. Ve'aldaiti ein apnai lachmoy laleo. There's no time now to have rachmones on her. Tibro terek negedi tzerhore. So before she explained it, the Torah tells you that you're allowed to. So mainly you have pas besaloi, one man the Omer holds, you do one beer, and then you wait, sugin kiddushin. Rak. Sheyeoker sheima v'dezore mipio v'libo v'lechabed v'lechabois and teshot gacheles anidnud v'apirud be'ovio v'imo v'me'amo. She right, she's megayer, but she has shema v'dezore inside her heart yet. She's connected to her nation, to her parents. To shut it, to clean it out. We need a month of crying, of cleaning it out. The Indians of the Ramban. Ki al av sheitira isha sifo estoyer lo isha Yisraeli. Eino reuyo, she's not roi. She is kasher bo lehischaber beishus. Rak leachar she yaoker shema vidazore mipio umilibo. Vetecha beagacheles vehanidnut. And only then you could be nidbak. Ve'achar kach tover oleo be'alto. The fitness Ramban, I think we could mazel pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Tzadavar Omoik, what is the Yesod of Rosh Hashanah? It's a lot of things to speak about. But we know Be'etzem, the Seder HaDvorim is Malchias, and Yom Kippur is Tshuva. Today became in the whole world, the whole Elul we do Tshuva, yeah? It's like very complicated. We do Tshuva and Elul, Malchias, and then we really go into Tshuva. What is the pshat? Rosh Hashanah Be'etzim, we have a lot of stiras. הנה יום הדין, כי מי יצדק לפונךו, וכל ברי עולם יעבו לפונו כבני מורם, מי יחיה, מי ימות, מי בקיצוי, מי לא בקיצוי, מי עוני, מי יורום, מי יש עופר. יום הדין. מצד שני, we know, ראש השנה זה יום המלכוס. אמרו לפונו מלכיאס, כדי שתמליכוני עליכם. We have to do party, we have to wear big dishabes. יום המלכוס. The whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, nothing about tshuva, nothing about a good year, only about malchus. Yeah, people try to crack in, tayr libeinu, all different words. Yeah, miyichya they cry a little bit. Yeah, but Chazal they are metaking the tefillah says melech al kol ha'olam voifa al kol adar ba'adar goyin zecho v'yeida kol poul kiato pe'al toydiyo v'im kol yitzur kiato v'yo im kol asher neshama ba'apo yashem elokei Yisrael melech. This is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. The din of Rosh Hashanah is not a day to catch, to chap your eyes. Hashem, we know, when Paroi had a birthday, remember? So he called Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Oifim, one he killed, one he put back on his chair. So it's a birthday. So when he kills people, and if he likes to kill people on his birthday, so why the husband got back his chair? The answer is, when the king had a birthday, it was kind of refreshing. So again, they tried to build the Malchus. So they check in, the ones that are bad, they take out the picture. But Be'etzem, the idea of the birthday of the beginning is a restart. Like, you know, someone redoes his house, he throws out the garbage. Yeah, Shabbos comes, you clean up. You get rid of the dirty things, yeah? But this is the reason why Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year, it's not the last day. If it would be Din, it had to be the last day, right? Not for the beginning of the next year. Clean the last year. Rosh Hashanah, you know, start. A new year with his right hand. First couple days of the year. This means it's called Rosh Hashanah, it's not Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah. This is the day Be'etzem is Dveikus Be'Hashem Yisboach. This is the Iker Avodah. Avodah is a din and is a clean and is a whole system. But the Chefetz of Rosh Hashanah is Imru Lefonai Malchias. Be a part of the party. This is the best. If you're part of the party, if you're part of the Malchus, then you're in. You're Merkav al HaMelech. Shofar has the same thing. You read the time of Shofar. Tzad Echad is Ha'om Milo Yechrat. You see in the Agoda, in the Machzerim. The first day when the Melech becomes a Melech, you blow the Shofar. Lassi Lava, you blow the Shofar. This is the whole idea. It's Dvorim Amukim. Can now. But this is the Zohar. I think it's Em Slamit. Someone was Moir to me, Ramon Chazak was Moir to me then. This is the Pshat in the Zohar. Val Rosh Hashanah. Val Rosh Hashanah. Is the Yom Adin, Yom HaMalchus, the beginning? If the Torah tells us, you can't marry this girl till she's a month away from this dirt that she has. She, Ye'okir Shema V'Nezorim Mipir V'Belibo. You can't connect. You need a month of clean. This is the Chodesh Elul to be ready to be nidbak by the Ribbono Shel Olam. People ask Alamo, what is the Inyan in Elul to behave different? It's not later I will not behave. It's a different musig. It's a new marriage with the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyochol Rosh Hashanah. V'yeda kol pool ki ata Adoneinu v'ono avodecho. This is the whole Avodah. We want to be. The Torah tells you, you can't touch her, give her a month to clean. And you want to touch the Ribbono Shel Olam. Also, please clean yourself for a month. This is the Merumas and the Zohar HaKodesh. Ubochto esovio ve'esimo yerach yomim. Do yarche de'elul. Do yarche de'elul. This is Chodesh Elul. We come to make dveikus by the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're coming to make dveikus by the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're making dveikus by the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to clean yourself for a month. Then it says in the pasuk, "Ki il ish ben serer umoira, einenu shimea bekol aviv ubekol ima." Einenu shemea b'kol aviv u'b'kol ima. V'yisro yisro v'lo yishma aleihem. ותופסו ביובי ואימוי והוציאו איסו הזיק נעירה ושאר מקוימוי ואומרו הזיק נעירוי בנינו זה סירר ומירה איננו שמע בכלינו ורוגמו איסו כל אנשי העירוי רק מויסה כל אנשי עירוי באבונים. So Rashi says, I have to kill him. What he did? He stole the meat and wine. So Rashi, more in Sanhedrin, ומצא אומר, נרג השם סויפרוי, הגיע תוירו לזבדייתו, סויפרוי שנזכה למומן אביו, ואימו היו מבקש לימודוי ואינו מויצה. ואוימא בפרשה הסדרוכי ומלסטנס הבריאס. אמרו תוירו יום מוזקה ועל יום מוזחייב. So first of Chaim Ganievsky says, Alam ala gival v'gival. It says, Ki yele ish ben tzerer umoyer, einene shemea b'koy lovi v'koy limoy. So the Gemara says, Ad she'ie, koy lovi v'koy limoy shovim. So we said, Pashas, the Gemara means, same words. It says that the Gemara merames here, shovim means to speak in one language. That the father and the mother, he says, Chaim Ganievsky, the alibis of chinuch hayalodim is that the parents speak in the same language. When the father says one thing and the mother says the other thing, the father speaks against the mother against the father, it's the first recipe for kids going off the derech. Zok terazei. So the parents come and say, b'neinu zeh neshemeh b'kuleinu. Neshemeh b'kuleinu b'kuleinu v'tofsu boi v'omru b'neinu zeh איננו שומע בקוילנו, עד שאובי ואימוי שובים בקויל. זוקטר, the parents come and say, he's a bad kid, we have to kill him, right? The parents want to kill this kid. זוקטר הזה, they have to say, we did chinuch the right way. We really spoke in the same language. But the kid is stealing. על שם סויפה, we have to kill him. But if the parents can't say they did the right chinuch, so it's not the fault of the kid that he's off the derech. So the Mele, don't kill him Hashem Seifo, we'll go to a good rabbi, we'll put him back in his place. If the parents did the right chinuch, and even saw the kid is out of the Seifo, oh, it's dangerous, Take. It's dangerous, Take. But if the parents didn't do the right chinuch, so we know why the kid. We know why the kid is like that. I want just to finish, it's really late. Everyone has this kash, especially in our generation, that is a generation of tshuva, kiruv generation. Yom uzakev al yom uzchayev, you know, everyone that goes off the derech comes back, yeah? Earlier or later. So, yom uzakev al yom uzchayev, eventually you will come back. I don't hold the kash, I just want to give you the right hashkofe. The right hashkofe. We don't understand what is a chet. So we say, okay, so he will go off the derech, in 3 years he'll be back. And these 3 years, the Torah says, Yom Uzakai Val Yom Uzchai. Yom Uzakai. I know one of the Gdolim, Chatzkel of Ramsky brings it down, Chasim Sefer brings it down, that one of the Gdolim, his kid wanted to go to America in the old days. He thought America was to become. But they couldn't stop him. So he went to the boat. So they walked into the deck. When the boat left, they davened that the boat would drown. The Baruch Hashem, the boat drowned. Baruch Hashem, the boat drowned. Like this they say over the Maaseh. They say that my great grandfather, Rabbi Lopian, one of his kids. This is what they say over. Yeah. I mean, the family, the makhish, but this is the way they say it over. Kedai lemeivin. Yeah? And I don't know why I didn't understand. Say, we go to America. Eventually, people are chayzah b'tshuva. Well, some yes, some not, but eventually. We don't understand what is chet. I want to explain to you. A person is aimed at a zohar. You kill him? Yes. Why? Eventually he'll do tshuva. Send him to seminary. It'll be okay in the end. He deserves to die. Chet. We we don't understand the Chaymer of Chet. We think, Besaydech, eventually I'll be a better Bacher. Chet is terrible. Yomus Zakai Val Yomus Chayev. If we understand the Chaymer of Chet, if we understand what is a Chaymer of Chet, this is the Musag. Yom Muzakai Val Yom Muzchayev. I want to finish with a shayla. It's not a shayla, but over Shabbos, where you are, you will find out the answer. So the Torah says, kill him. Why? I want to read the Rashi. Yod HaTorah Seif Daitoi. Shemechal Emom En Oviv, Umevakesh Limudoi Ve'ein Emoitze, Ve'oimed Beparsh As Drochim Umelastan Es Abriyas. What means Melastan Es Abriyas? Rotzolim Ahorgom. He needs food. He will not have his drugs. He will not have. He will go to the Parshas Drachim and he will kill people. Frek the Sif Sechachom in the Kashe. What is the Oynish of Ben Seir Omeiro? What is the Oynish? Skila. Vesof Subayov, Yitzir Sharimai. Verogmur Kol Anshe Avonim Bari. What is the aveir of someone that kills someone? What is the oynish if you kill someone? Saif. Yom muzakeh val yom muzchayev, and you're killing him more from what could be the worse? Azay freg des tifsichachol. You're killing the ben sir. You want to tell me stam to kill him? Gizuntai. Say it. I don't know, kashas. Such kids kill. Gizuntai. But the Torah says no. You know why to kill him? Because sorry for that he will kill people. Better to get rid of it now. For this is chachon, so give him the punishment of killing people. Well, you tell me maybe he'll do gil haray. The Torah says sorry for melastan es abriyas. Frek the sif se chachomim. So why to kill him? Beskila. Kill him besayif. At least three terutzim over Shabbos. Thank you.